Several federal agencies are about to or have submitted a request to the Office of Management and Budget to reprogram funds to soften the across-the-board cuts under sequestration. Labor, Defense, and Homeland Security are among those departments going down this path. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on that reprogramming request. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what fun is sequestration if you can reprogram all of your money? How do they expect this to work?
Yeah, they only wish they could reprogram all their money. I mean, most agencies, the way this works is they have a cap they have to hit, and there's only so much money they can move around. Now, there's a lot of rules around this, and those people in the financial management world know the different colors of money. So I'll just kind of keep it at a high level because there's a lot of different rules, and we don't want to put people to sleep by reading the financial management regulations. But basically, agencies have to figure out what accounts they're trying to move, how to move the money, meaning is it one-year money, is it two-year money, is it no-year money? And, of course, are you moving within accounts or across accounts? And all that matters. Now, once you decide that and figure out, you know, which chess piece moves where, you submit that recommendations to OMB for approval, and that's where a lot of the agencies are starting to get to now. John Etherton is president of Etherton & Associates. He follows the DOD budget very closely.
The general transfer authority is between accounts, and so you may have some within account transfers that can be accommodated, as I understand it, without bumping up against the $4 million ceiling. And so I think that's another factor that needs to be worked into the conversation. I know a few years ago in one of the bills, one of the reports, the Appropriations Committee was bemoaning the fact that the department the year before had actually requested transfers of $15 billion, which is well above their general transfer authority. But again, they were able to do that in some cases with using the authority within accounts to move money around. And so I think that may, around the edges, may make that a little bit more manageable.
So you heard Etherton say, you know, DOD has a cap of about $4 billion of how they can transfer funds, move money around. But they actually have, a couple years ago, they went to $15 billion because they did some within account transfers. Now, he spoke Wednesday at the Coalition for Government Procurement Conference in Arlington, Virginia. He says one of the pieces that still need that reprogramming request and the approval is one of several pieces that really need to fall into place to really understand the impact of sequestration on DOD. He said by mid-June, that's his estimate, several other things will happen, including the dreaded debt ceiling Congress has to deal with once again. Now, DHS is facing a similar situation as DOD. Secretary Janet Napolitano yesterday told the House Homeland Security Committee about her plans to lighten the impact from sequestration.
Here's what we're doing. We've already gone through the sequestration legislation, the budget that was finally appropriated with the add-on for CBP. We have identified some reprogramming requests that we would like to add to that. We hope to get those complete and into OMB by the end of the week and move that process along as quickly as we can. Our goal is to absolutely minimize the effect on AUO, premium pay for Border Patrol, and furlough days generally throughout CBP. We've been communicating regularly via email and other messages about what our goal is, asking, and it's a difficult ask, asking for patience to try to figure out ultimately how much we can pay our men and women.
Now, obviously, she's focused there on the Customs and Border Protection and the overtime issues and the furloughs issues, but really the reprogramming request goes across the entire agency. Napolitano could not give lawmakers a timetable for when those reprogramming of funds would be available to deal with the sequestration issues. Obviously, anything that goes to OMB, it takes a little bit of time to review and get over to Congress, who then has so many days to review it and approve it or ask questions or whatever they do. Now, as for labor, they received some permission to reprogram funds specifically for OSHA in February to deal with furloughs. Whether they go broader and is a bigger use of reprogramming requests, it's unclear now whether labor goes down that path. But Alex Bastani is a AFGE union representative for labor employees. He said by email that the agency and union have a memorandum of understanding about furloughs, but the exact number of employees are still being firmed up. He says about a third of the programs are facing furloughs right now. However, because under the spending bill from 2013 that Congress passed and the president signed, he says all but two of four of their all but two of their programs are getting an additional 1% cut. So there may be more furloughs coming up in the near future. Those plans, those furlough plans, are at OMB now, so they may not know about additional furloughs until May 1st. And we have a link to that memorandum of understanding on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, I know you just mentioned it, but could you clarify what role does Congress have in this? Agencies request the reprogramming authority to OMB, and then what role does Congress play?
So OMB, obviously, all budget material goes up through OMB to Congress. Congress ultimately has the yes or no. They have the approval authority. A lot of times Congress doesn't say anything, so that's a tacit approval, meaning that if they don't say no, you can do it. But many times Congress will say no, they'll object to it, because in the end it all goes back to who controls the money. Follow the money, if you will, and it's Congress that has the ultimate control. So that's why agencies first submit to OMB. They put their blessing on it. Then it goes to Congress, who has the final say.
And just a couple minutes ago, you were talking about Secretary Janet Napolitano's testifying on the Hill about sequestration's impact on DHS. What impact might it have whether or not they reprogram those funds?
Well, I think they're going to reprogram the funds either way. But I think you're right that they're, like most agencies, sequestration is going to hit them hard, except for DHS is, you know, probably the biggest, more widespread agency beyond DOD across the government. She says DHS has to cut about $3 billion out of its budget. And the 2013 spending bill that Congress passed just recently will mitigate some of those issues, but it's far from ideal. I mean, you heard her talk about the CBP and furloughs and paying Border Patrol agents. Now, she also says sequestration also has and will started to impact the Coast Guard.
With respect to drug interdiction operations, we're already affected. We've had to reduce, and I was very public about this, those operations because of sequester to meet the number that we were given. And as you know, sequester was account by account, so we didn't have any flexibility to move around that. How do we compensate for that? We are working with DOD in areas like JADF South. We're trying to leverage more with state and local entities. But make no mistake, if sequester continues, by definition, there will be effect on drug interdiction capability of the Coast Guard.
Now, more broadly, she says sustained cuts at the sequester level would affect everything under the board, contracting, mission, and then people. I mean, those are the three big areas every agency's got to look at wherever their discretionary funding goes. Now, this is we've heard from nearly every agency, but again, DHS is so large, so spread out, the impact becomes more intense in some areas.
Jason, did Napolitano say anything about what her priorities are for the 2014 budget?
Interestingly, the 2014 budget was a very nice conversation yesterday at the House Homeland Security Committee. I have to give them credit. There was not a lot of political fighting back and forth, and it was a two-hour hearing, but it moved quickly, and it's someone who sits through a lot of these hearings. You always appreciate when the questions are clear, concise, and the secretary is short with her answers, but gets the information out.
How rare that must be.
Exactly. We were surprised at sitting around the table. But one of the things that came out was that, in fact, her budget is going to be about $800 million less, at least the request, than the enacted budget for 2013. So not only are they dealing with sequestration, they're actually asking for a lower budget. She says part of the way DHS is doing that is because they're focusing on what she calls a risk-based approach. Obviously, some areas are going to get more attention. Cybersecurity is a prime example. We've talked a lot about how the National Protection and Programs Directorate requested more than $800 million in funding for cyber activities. Napolitano put a finer point on some of those specificity around those requests, specifically working with the private sector. For example, DHS is requesting $27 million for the new Office of Cyber and Infrastructure Analysis. The goal behind this office is to take data from the Office of Infrastructure Protection and data from the Cybersecurity and Communications Office and analyze it.
It's really designed to help us meet our responsibilities under the executive order and the PPD, and that is the information and information sharing with the private sector and then also with the government. And so, part of that is in NPPD, parts of it in the other part of the department, INA, for example. We really want to centralize in one place, giving our central role the analytics involved in cyber. So, the office probably be actually larger than a $27 million office, but that's the number we've put on what we want to make sure that we have.
So she says DHS also wants more money to increase its teams that work for the U.S. CERT office, its teams that work in the Industrial Control Office, and to fund the National Cybersecurity and Communication Center, the NCIC, which is all about the collaboration with the private sector. Now, the other issue that's big that came up yesterday that was asked about several times was how DHS deals with grants that they give out to state and local governments. Napolitano says DHS is asking Congress for, once again, second year in a row, for permission to consolidate 18 different grant-making programs into one. She says this is left over from the post-9/11 legislation, and it's time to really cut the administrative costs and improve services to state and local communities. She also wants to move the grant-making model to a risk-based approach where the program or the grants look at, okay, what are the risks to the locality and what gaps can DHS give them money to help fill?
And I know, Jason, they probably also spoke about the DHS headquarters at St. Elizabeth's and whether or not that consolidation would actually happen. I'm guessing you have more details on federalnewsradio.com.
But of course, as always.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason is Federal News Radio's executive editor.